Now, tomorrow is World Refugee Day. Greece, the first landing point for many refugees from Syria, has begun a pre-registration system for asylum seekers in the hope of speeding up relocation and family reunification. An all-Ireland female delegation from Christians Together in Britain and Ireland, CBTI, recently visited refugee camps and projects in Greece. The Reverend Catherine Viner from Malone Presbyterian Church in Belfast was one of the delegates, and she joins us now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Now, what are conditions like?
Well, it really depends what camps you visit. The conditions can vary. For example, the official camps, of which we visited two, the conditions there were quite disturbing. And as you approach the camp, you are met with 8-foot-high fences and barbed wire. The camp we visited in Samos was an old military base. The camp we visited in northern Greece in Polycastro was an old industrial site, and both are manned by police at the gates, and you have to get permission to get in or out. Refugees are put in there with everybody else who's trying to make their way into Europe. And so there's a whole mix of nationalities, there's a mix of need, and there's a mix of aid, age.
Not just Syrian refugees then in these camps?
No, we met Iraqis, we met people who were fleeing from Iran, even for some of the African nations as well. So it really is a mix of nationalities, which is a concern in itself.
Can they all be categorised as asylum seekers, as political refugees fleeing violence?
No, they can't. I met some economic migrants who were in the camp as well, and that creates tension because they are being processed at a similar rate, and there isn't the resources or the finances there to differentiate well enough who are the refugees and to put them as a priority. However, it is easy to identify those who are pregnant and unaccompanied minors, and they are put to the top of the list. But even when you're put to the top of the list, the waiting time is still lengthy.
And of course, there's a whole issue of reunification with the rest of the family if you have women and children on their own. Is this mix between of kind of economic migrants and refugees then the biggest obstacle to relocation and reunification?
It is an obstacle. I don't think it's the biggest obstacle. I think the biggest obstacle is the lack of coordination among different NGOs, as well as a lack of will, perhaps, among the nations who are watching what is happening on Greek's land.
And how are the Greeks themselves responding to the influx?
I was impressed with their response. They were hospitable. They were welcoming. The phrase they use is "we share our poverty." And we saw that in particular as a group going out to Greece, we were looking at what was being done by Christian organisations and churches. And the Greek Evangelical Church, for example, has built property for refugees to stay in until they are able to have their asylum process completed. So we really were quite humbled by what the Greeks were doing amidst their own issues.
And they have severe economic problems.
Yeah, the austerity was evident. But, for example, we went to Thessaloniki. We went to a food bank that was handing out food. They begin by handing out to the homeless people on the streets in Thessaloniki. And then as soon as they have then moved on, out of the alleys come the refugees, very quietly and not wanting to take priority above the Greek homeless people. And as they came out, then they received food, but we were told by those within the food bank that even some of the homeless share their bread with the refugees. And one homeless woman has even offered to even share her bedding with them to give it to them because she thinks they're more desperate than her. So there's compassion for you from people who themselves need compassion.
Catherine, what was the main purpose of your visit, of the CBTI visit?
The main purpose of us as 12 women going out was to show solidarity with other women, to listen to their stories and to bear witness. I myself am a mother of two young children, and so the stories that I heard, particularly from young mothers, resonated with me. And I just imagined if I was in that situation, the fear that I would have felt, the uncertainty, the lack of any hope, or any sense of control of your own destiny. I can't begin to imagine what that must be like.
Can you give me an example of someone that you met or a family that you met, Catherine?
Yes, I met Sosan at the Naomi Project, which is trying to reach out to refugees. Sosan is a mother of four young children. She's a mother of three girls, age 11, 9 and 7, and a little boy who was in her arms and he was 13 months. And her husband were in a city that was under siege in Syria. They paid one night for smugglers to get them out of the city because people were starving after being 3 months under siege. They fled across Syria into Turkey. They waited in Turkey for 2 months until the seas calmed down, and then with 60 other refugees from Syria, they paid smugglers to take them across on a boat to the Greek islands. There in the Greek islands, they had their asylum process had began as they were registered. They made their way with their own money to Athens and then up to the border, which is Idomeni, the Macedonian border, which they had hoped would be open. But by the time they arrived, it was closed. Sosan couldn't keep her family in the Idomeni camp because the conditions were so bad. Her and her husband paid to stay in a hotel in Idomeni town for a couple of nights till they decided what to do. They decided they were going to spend the majority of their money on a flight back to Syria.
Gosh. Story I was thinking, Catherine, among far too many.
Yes.
A good time to tell it tomorrow, World Refugee Day.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.